Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Another thrilling and exciting talk show on Spotlight Connecticut. I connected with our producer before we went live, and I said, are you ready, Kevin Corza? That's his name, Kevin Corza. I said, are you ready, Kevin Corza, for another thrilling afternoon talk show with me, Morgan Cunningham? He said, yes. See, I need him to get me amped up, all right, in case there's any doubt in my head if I'm ready or not. Well, look, for those of you who've been listening to this show now for 3 years, it was November of 2022 that we launched the show. So I guess we're about to embark on year four, if you can believe that, because I can't. I can and I can't, because time does fly before your very own eyes and ears and mouth, you know, when you're doing talk radio. It just goes by like that. And most of these shows, I am proud to say, most of them have been originals in a sense that I've had my pulse on Connecticut, right, and kind of really paying attention to a variety of things happening around the state. And I go after unique guests and unique topics, and many of them have been exclusive. Many of them have been original concepts that I've acted on. But once in a blue moon, something comes up that is not my own original idea, or I find the inspiration from someplace else. And that is exactly how we ended up with the talk show today. If you have read the Hartford Courant recently, you probably had seen an article about Tower Optical. That is a company out of Norwalk. And they pride themselves in being the original binocular viewers since 1932. And they're under new ownership. And so we have Adam Rice with us this hour on WTIC News Talk 1080. Very excited, because this is a cool story. And it doesn't matter where you have been in the United States of America. Here in Connecticut, they're here. I have seen them in Pennsylvania. I have seen them in South Carolina, I believe. North South Carolina, all over the place. These binocular viewers, you might not know exactly what I'm talking about at this second, but you will very soon. Adam Rice, welcome to the show. Hi.
Hello, Morgan. Thank you very much. I appreciate you having me on.
I'm very excited to talk about this, because as far back as I can remember, since I was a kid, I have been seeing these. And as long as people were born after 1932, I assume that they've been seeing them as well.
I think so. You know, when I first found out the company was available, I remembered visiting New York as a kid and seeing these, you know, visiting with my parents. So everyone seems to be familiar with them, which is cool. Not many people know that, you know, we're the only producer of these particular viewers, and they're definitely an icon. So we're excited to move forward with the company for sure.
Who are you, Adam? What's your background?
Yeah, so I grew up in Michigan, outside Detroit. I then moved to New York after college. Went to University of Michigan, moved to New York City after college. I've spent the last 10, 15 years kind of in the technology world, venture capital, software development, and moved to Connecticut with my wife about a year ago. So it was September of 24, we moved to Wilton.
Welcome to Connecticut.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that. So we have a 2-year-old, so we were kind of forced out of the city. I just needed more space. And my friends and I, you know, my partners and I, who I'm, you know, good friends with, we kind of wanted to get out of the software and technology world, which we're still in. But we wanted to go into kind of like the tangible, real product world. And so we're kind of applying the software and tech backgrounds to, you know, this tangible product business. We're excited to do it.
All right, so you have been familiar with these, as you've mentioned, all your life. And at what point in time did you say to yourself, Adam, you know, this is a good fit for me, right? I'm going from software over to binocular viewers.
Yeah.
How did that happen in your mind? Like, what made you say that you're confident to do this?
Yeah. It was funny because we looked at a pretty wide array of different types of businesses over a 2-year period, you know, while we were doing our day jobs. After I moved to Connecticut with my wife last September, I'm a member on a bunch of these websites that show listings for businesses that are for sale. And I happened to see a listing for Iconic, I think it was listed as Iconic Manufacturing Company or Historic Manufacturing Company. I wasn't quite sure what it was, but you know, the business was listed about 10 minutes from my house, and I called up the broker and made an appointment to go see the warehouse. And I saw the Tower optical machines, right? And I was like, wow, this is pretty amazing. You know, everyone in the world recognizes these, it feels like. And just, you know, kind of wrap my head around what the business was lacking, where it was currently. And I was just like, you know, there's not, you know, you don't really have an opportunity to get involved with a company that produces a product that so many people in the world recognize very often, right? Like it is truly like an iconic product. And I just knew that, you know, with some tech enablement in terms of like the product itself and then also just the operations of the company, like a lot of the operations are still being done on pen and paper. And, you know, we have filing cabinets full of customer agreements and, you know, the history of all the machines, you know, dating back to the 30s. And I just said, you know, we can apply like the technology skill set we have to modernize the operations and then modernize the product. And it's been going well so far. It's super exciting.
All right. I'm going to back us up here a little bit, Adam. I want to go back to that call that you placed to the broker. Now, I want the audience to know that once upon a time, I evaluated buying a business and I walked away from it because I realized that it was not going to be the right move for me. And usually hopefully people are smart enough to know, I should say, not usually, hopefully people are smart enough to know when something's not right, you walk away. I want to know what about this was right for you, you know, because there's a lot that goes into evaluating a business, especially one that has heritage behind it. And as you mentioned, lots of agreements, lots of product, and they're recognizable. So at what point when you were reviewing all of this, did you say that this is feasible and what made you say that?
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Yeah, so a couple things. I would say, you know, the first thing is there was a lot of interest in the business. So a lot of people came forward and basically just wanted to liquidate the inventory, right? So we have thousands of viewers. And we were lucky in the sense that the owner, Chris, she was great to work with. She did not want to sell the company to someone who wasn't going to try to modernize the business, right? So that narrowed the field. We knew that wasn't something we wanted to do. We wanted to, you know, give it a shot at modernizing the company. And, you know, we have ideas for how we're going to do that, which I'll go into. So that narrowed the field for us because, you know, a lot of times buying a business is a competitive process, and this was a competitive process. And we were lucky that, you know, we were local. She wanted to keep the company local, and she wanted to give it, she wanted to sell it to people who, you know, were going to inject energy into the business, right? So I would say two things. Number one, we saw the opportunity, like I said, to modernize everything. It was kind of, you know, we see that as low hanging fruit, like digitizing all the systems, like things like a CRM to manage the customer relationships, online phone calling, just basic stuff like that. We saw that as a huge way to lift the business. And then also the product idea we have. So obviously most of the machines out in the field are coin operated. And what we did, you know, while doing our kind of research or diligence on the business was we conducted a feasibility study with a third party engineering firm to determine whether or not we could retrofit the machines with tap to pay. So you'll be able to pay with a phone or a credit card as opposed to paying with quarters. And I think it took 3 or 4 weeks for them to do the study and basically tell us, you know, what was possible, what wasn't. And when we found out that tap to pay was feasible from an engineering perspective in the way that we envisioned it, that gave us a lot of confidence going into the transaction that we could make this happen, right? And build out the product that we want to, that we're ultimately going to build out. And then finally, I would say, you know, we do have, there is a lot of inventory. For a limited time, we are selling some of the viewers. And we saw that as kind of a safeguard, right? Like we can, you know, if we need to raise more cash for the business, we need to capitalize the tap to pay project. We can sell some of this inventory.
Are they worth a lot of money? It would seem like they are.
They are. They're worth a solid chunk of change. People, we get a lot of requests to buy them. There's a lot of history behind each machine because they're all manufactured between, you know, the 30s and the 80s, I would say. And we can tell you where each one has been, where it has been over the course of its life.
Really?
Which is very cool. Yeah. So, you know, if for example, we had a buyer who is very into Empire State Building and collects Empire State Building related memorabilia. And we can tell you, you know, this particular machine was on the Empire State Building in 1981 or whatever it may be. So, we've used them in movies. People have used them in, you know, hotels, stadiums, you name it. They're all over the place, and they've been around forever, and they, you know, they're durable. So they'll be around forever.
In other words, you guys weren't just some yahoos with money that wanted to buy this thing and either make quick profit or liquidate and move on with your lives. You wanted to find a way to make this work, to honor the heritage and to keep people interested who might want to buy one of these machines. So that's the summary of how you knew it was right for you.
Yes, definitely. And just, you know, like I said, the iconic nature of the product, something I'm super excited to, you know, it's been around for 100 years and we want to keep it going for 100 years and not just wind the thing down. So we feel good about it.
I'm Morgan Cunningham, and he is Adam Rice, one of the new owners at Tower Optical in Norwalk. Who knew? And if my friend Ben were here, Ben is not here, but if my friend Ben were here, he would tell you that I am known for my physical currency, okay? I've always got a $2 bill in my wallet. No, not for good luck. I actually spend them, believe it or not. I've always got pennies in my wallet. So obviously this whole penny story, the penny shortage, the whole getting rid of the penny, that has me upset. I've got quarters. I've got dimes. I've got Canadian coins that I'm still trying to pass. Nobody wants them. But, you know, I'm a kind of character like that. And I'm 29 years old. I'm not old at all, okay? I'm just into that kind of a thing. And it's easy and it's fast. And then, Adam, I heard that, you know, you're adding tap to pay to the binocular viewers. Please tell me that you're not getting rid of the quarters.
We are not getting rid of the quarters entirely.
Woohoo!
There's actually, so the quarters, you know, despite being, you know, despite people not really caring change these days, at our top sites, the quarter operated units are very successful. And the state of New York actually has a law that retailers, and we classify as a retailer in this case, okay, must accept cash. So,
really? I didn't know that was a law over in New York.
It is. So at certain sites, our plan for these sites in New York, for example, we're going to install the tap to pay units and then have the coin operated units nearby.
In other words, it's another option.
Correct. Yeah.
And how much is it costing to use one of these things these days, or does it vary?
So it's either 25 or 50 cents. I can tell you that inflation has not been a factor for Tower Optical pricing. I think the 50 cent option was added in 1981, I believe.
Wow.
So with tap to pay, we are going to raise the price slightly. We want to be fair, obviously, but we think, you know, to keep up with the times, we're going to raise the price a tad. So that is the plan for pricing.
There's just something about putting a quarter into that kind of a machine. There's just a nostalgia factor there. It's like a jukebox, right? You know, just putting in a coin and you get to use it. I don't know. It's just really cool. Now, what's the revenue sharing agreement there? Because you're not driving to every single one of these machines in the United States and collecting the quarters. So somebody has to be doing that to help you guys out.
Yeah, that's correct. So we have, we have an internal team that focuses mostly on the Northeast. And then outside of the Northeast and some of the sites in the Northeast, either the site itself is responsible for doing the collections, and then we share the revenue, or we have agent partners around the country that collect on our behalf and deposit the quarters and then remit payment to us, and we figure out the revenue share on the back end.
Well, that's fascinating. And the places that add these, you mentioned, for example, the Empire State Building, right?
Yeah. Yep.
Do they buy these machines or lease them from you?
So it depends. Over the last century or so, there's been a lot of different deals worked out. In Empire State Building's particular case, their viewers are actually free use. So there's just like a kind of an empty plate on the front, and then Empire State Building leases them from us.
Very interesting. So in other words, it just varies depending on the location, the situation, et cetera.
That's right. But, going forward, we're really going to be leaning into the tap-to-pay revenue share model.
I've got to wonder, Adam, and I'm speaking on Spotlight Connecticut with Adam Rice. He's one of the new owners at Tower Optical, which is based out of Norwalk. You know what we're talking about, those original binocular viewers, and they've been made here in Connecticut. Can you believe it? Because it still blows my mind. I've known about this story now for about 2 weeks or so. They've been made here in Connecticut since 1932. Can you believe that? Right here in the Nutmeg State. Adam, is there a demand for places to add these? Like, let's say, for example, at the Connecticut State Capitol, and I can't recall ever having seen one at Connecticut's State Capitol building in Hartford, but let's say that hypothetically the state wanted to add one of these at the Capitol. Are you getting a lot of requests for that these days, or has it matured?
We are getting a lot of requests from all different kinds of partners. So, national parks, state parks, municipal governments and parks, hotels, film studios, private individuals are interested if they, buying for their backyard or for if they have a view of the water or the mountains, they'll install one on a deck. Art projects, we'll also do, New Balance actually did a retail installation of the viewers in their stores. So it is really, it's all over the map geographically and also in terms of the use case. We have a lot of different customers that are interested in buying or leasing or doing a revenue share. And we are happy to work with anyone who, however they want to use the viewers.
Are you guys making these new anymore, or do you just have a bunch of old stock that maybe you repair and you send around?
So we have, all in all, we have a couple thousand of them.
Thousand?
And then, yeah, there's roughly, call it 2,000. And then most of them are deployed in the field. And then we have a couple hundred in inventory.
So what happens if one of these breaks? Do they send it back to you for repair, or do you have a repairman out in the field that knows how to work these things?
Yeah, so our team, Brian, who's our head of service, has been with the company for over 30 years, and he is, he's the world's expert in tower optical binocular viewers. He handles most of the maintenance in the Northeast, and then the agents that I mentioned earlier typically handle maintenance outside of the Northeast. And then we also, we recently updated our instruction manual maintenance guidelines, created a video that we can easily share with partners. And the maintenance is really not too complicated. If you're pretty handy, you can generally fix if something goes wrong with the machine. And we do offer like a lifetime parts warranty on the internals of the machine. So we'll send out replacement parts if necessary and then guide customers through how to fix it.
I kind of want to break one of these things down and see what makes it tick.
Yeah, I could send you a video. It's pretty cool. And Obviously, like we for the tap to pay project, we are redesigning the internals of the machine. So that has been fun to work on.
I'm Morgan Cunningham, and he is Adam Rice. Adam, real quick, if people wanted to find out more about Tower Optical online, what do they have to do? Where do they go?
I would recommend going to our recently redesigned website, which is toweropticalco.com.
Toweropticalco.com. I've checked out the website, and you can learn a whole lot about the original binocular viewers since 1932, Adam Rice being one of the three new owners of Tower Optical. Adam Rice is one of the new owners at Tower Optical. Now, Adam, I didn't ask, when did all of this go down? When did you buy this? This is recent, right?
It is, yeah. So I first looked at the business last December, and then we, you know, did some research, did some diligence on the company itself, and we ended up formally closing in June.
Okay, so this is very new to you.
Yeah. Yep.
Wow. How do you prioritize all of this? Because we were talking during the break, you have so many of these big, lofty goals. You got to digitize these documents. You're trying to figure out which ones of these machines have been at famous locations, and maybe you can sell them off or something, right? You're looking to modernize, tap to pay. We're going to talk about some more possible applications of software to be applied to these machines. How do you prioritize all this so as not to get too far ahead? Because if you take on too many goals, you're going to fail at all of them.
Yeah, it is. It's a lot going on. I would say, you know, I'm very fortunate that, you know, my partners, I've known my partners for 10, 15 years now, and they are great people and great to work with and very productive people. So between the three of us, you know, we tackle a lot of the problems, that are coming up, and I think we're pretty good at prioritizing. And then we also, we brought on board a director of operations. And then we have, you know, our employees, Brian and Sue, have been with the company for decades now. And so between all of us, you know, we all have our own lanes, but we're all marching in the same direction, right? So we know that we want to get to tap to pay. We know that prioritizing the current customer relationships, introducing ourselves as new ownership, that, you know, we have fresh ideas, fresh operations, where we have a new quality control program. So keeping current customers happy, you know, finding new customers, and then also working towards the future, which is, you know, the main priority is tap to pay, right? And we have partnered with a great third party engineering firm in Rochester, New York, who is very capable of handling this type of project. And that obviously, you know, takes a lot off our plate. None of us are engineers. So we found the right people to do it, and they have been great to work with as well.
As far as introducing yourselves as new owners, this is an interesting question. How do you reach out to these existing customers and say, "Hi, I'm Adam," and, you know, whoever else your partners are? Do you drive to see them? Do you fly out to see them? You just pick up the phone the old school way and call them up? How do you introduce yourselves?
Yeah, so it's mostly been over the phone that we'll introduce ourselves. For some of the, you know, the high, I'll call them high volume customers, the relationships that we have lasted for a long time, and they get a lot of foot traffic and a lot of usage. We're trying to meet those customers in person and introduce ourselves. Wide variety, you know, sometimes people will reach out to us, and we, you know, we'll chat over email, then jump on a phone call. So it's really, really all over the place. We try to meet the customers where they, you know, where they want to meet. If they want to meet in person, we're happy to, or jump on the phone.
Let me ask you about this, Adam, and I think that we'll get into the next topic here, which is your background in software and computer type work, yours and your partners. What about taking pictures, right? Can you use these machines to take pictures and then maybe it will get sent over to your phone? Because sometimes a phone camera can only zoom in so well. Is there any possibility for that?
Yeah, that's something, you know, I would say it's priority number two in terms of new product development after tap to pay. So we get a lot of requests for that. We've had partners in the past do custom installations with where they'll put a tablet inside and offer some kind of either augmented reality experience. So you can look in the viewer, you see the tablet screen, and then the tablet's camera is also enabled, and kind of information layers on top of what you're seeing. So that's something we've done in the past, again, with another engineering partner. That was before we owned the business.
Okay.
And then in terms of taking pictures, yes, we're there's a few paths we could go to enabling that. I think most likely, because we don't want there to be a lot of friction, and that's why that's a big emphasis of the Tap2Pay project as well. We want it to be extremely seamless. Like, we don't want people to have to download an app or go to a website and enter their credit card information. We want it to be as close to a quarter as you can be. Right?
Can I just say that's the worst thing about these parking lots today? You've got to go on a website, create an account, download an app. Oh my God.
Yes, I know. We wanted to, and that was the exact experience that we were trying to avoid. Right?
And half the time, it doesn't work.
I know. So we want it to be, you know, as if you're using a quarter, right? You just tap your phone, the shutter opens for a certain duration, and the shutter closes. Very simple. And we would like, you know, if we do the photography thing, which I've spoken with some industrial designers about. We want it to be simple, so we don't want you to have to download an app. We don't want you to have to even go to a website. We're thinking that you could actually just put your phone on the way I'm thinking about it now, at least, is put your phone on a cradle. We might have a special piece of hardware on the machine that allows you to capture whatever it is you're seeing, and then everything happens on your phone, just like you're taking a normal picture. So that's how we're thinking about the photos thing.
Now that's cool.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Cool.
Yeah.
It almost sounds like you'd have to come up with a custom app to make that work. Or I know you're not trying to do that, but if you could beat that, that'd be awesome.
Yeah, we'll see where it goes. This is we're in very early talks with an industrial designer about it. So TBD, but definitely post Tap2Pay.
Now, speaking about apps, do you think that there's a demand for people who want to find where these things are located? There's a website they can go to or an app that they could go to that can help them map out their locations? Do you think that that's feasible?
I do think that's feasible. So especially when we have Tap2Pay rolled out, so in terms of scale here, the plan is to have a few hundred Tap2Pay units in the field by this upcoming peak season, so spring, summer of 26. All of the Tap2Pay units are going to be connected to the internet via cellular, and we'll get the location data for all the units. And it's granular, right? So the coordinates will be where it's located. And we'll be able to have a live map of where the units are. And, you know, we'll definitely plan to put that on our website and make it as accessible as possible.
We continue on Spotlight Connecticut. I'm Morgan Cunningham, and our guest is Adam Rice. He's one of the new owners of Tower Optical in Norwalk, the original binocular viewers, since 1932. And by the way, you can learn more about them at TowerOpticalCo.com. I can't believe it. This wild little story that Adam was telling me during the break. Someone hit one of these things with a car. What?
Yes. Yeah. This was probably about 2 months ago. We heard from a site, and I believe it was Pennsylvania. It was one of the scenic overpasses. and someone hit it and drove away. And so it was our first hit and run on record. And we kind of had to figure out how to deal with that particular situation.
So, okay, so how do you deal with that particular situation?
We ended up going to pick up the unit and brought a replacement in the van. Brian headed down and swapped them out, bolted the new one into the ground, and we recovered the damaged one and brought it back to the warehouse.
What do you do with the damaged one? You fix it?
So this one, this one was refurbished. Every time we bring one back into the warehouse, we fully refurbish it before deploying it back into the field.
So as far as this hit and run's concerned, do you think that this was an accident, or were they trying to steal it or steal the coins in it? Do you have any idea?
I would guess it was an accident. On that topic, this is kind of a funny side note. We recently saw someone in Oklahoma trying to sell one that should have been at a zoo. It wasn't at a zoo. And apparently they also tried to recover the key from the zoo to open it, because I think it's full of quarters. So that's also something we're trying to chase down. But going back to prioritization, I don't know. We'll see where that one lands.
Very interesting. Well, I know I feel bad for the driver of that poor car, because no doubt that car got damaged. You know, how much do these things weigh? They've got to be bolted and grounded into the ground below.
Yeah, they're bolted into either cement or wood. In this case, it was cement, so it was in there.
That's rough.
In there nicely, and they weigh over 300 pounds. So the car probably took some damage.
Wow, poor guy. Well, that'll learn him. What can I say? That'll learn him. Well, look, I want to go back to tap to pay for a second. The more I think about it, the more questions I have. How that would work, right? Because these units are so simple by today's standards. You just plop it a quarter and you get to look out the binoculars. There must be some kind of battery or solar panel that you'd need in order to keep the digital currency tap to pay going.
Yeah. So we've had to, talk through a lot of these questions with our engineering partner. And there's a lot more to consider than you'd think when you're actually developing a product like this. So how we're thinking about it now, after a few months of work on this, they are going to be connected to the internet via cellular, and then they're going to be battery powered. So the batteries, we were aiming for, 4 to 8 weeks that the battery will have to be swapped out with another battery. That's the lifetime. And it depends on how many transactions per day it's getting. So the more transactions, the more frequently it's going to have to be swapped out. And then the actual, one of the things that we've spent a lot of time on is identifying the right piece of hardware. So the small terminal that, you see at a coffee shop or a grocery store, we needed to find one that can survive in pretty much all weather conditions, is low power usage. So that was a big constraint for us. There's only a handful of products that kind of meet that power threshold that we need. And then also can connect to, the right cellular signal in the United States. And we've narrowed it to two partners. We're likely going to go with a German company, actually. It's surprising how difficult it was to find the right product. We ended up going with the European company. Tap2Pay has actually been around longer there than in the U.S.
I didn't know that. I didn't know that you'd have to go to Germany for that.
Yeah, it's pretty sophisticated engineering, especially keeping it as low power as we need it to be, because we obviously want to, reduce the maintenance burden. We don't want people having to go and swap these out every 4 or 5 days, right? We wanted to keep it 1 to 2 months. So that is the plan, and we're feeling good about where we are.
Well, this is definitely a lot, and I'm impressed. And speaking about Germany, are there any places overseas that want these? I think they're pretty much an American phenomenon, and that Tower Optical, before you came around, was selling these mostly to American clients, but are you opening that up at all?
Yeah, so prior to our ownership, it was pretty much all the United States, mostly the Northeast, and then some sites in Canada. And we have opened it up, so we get interest from truly like all over the world. Australia, the UK, Spain, Greece's tourism department reached out recently, actually.
Oh, these would be cool in Greece. Beautiful sights over there.
Oh, yeah, definitely. So we're open to working with whoever wants to work with us. The question is just, you know, it is a logistical question because, like I said, they do weigh over 300 pounds. So not the easiest thing to get to the UK on a one-off basis, but we will figure it out if we need to.
Do you see a point, Adam, where there's so much demand for these and under new ownership, new guidance, new visions, right, where you're going to see such a demand for these around the world, not just in the U.S., but more people wanting them overseas, more clients, where you have to start manufacturing these again? Like, you've got enough in stock right now. Do you think that you'll need more new ones at some point in time?
Yeah, I hope so. You know, I hope so, and I think we'll get there eventually, especially once we have, I think tap to pay can be a great, you know, incremental revenue driver for all kinds of businesses. We're actually heading to a conference in Orlando in November to meet with, it's all kinds of like amusement park owners, concessions businesses, that type of business.
Okay.
And I think this can be a great, you know, revenue driver for them, right? Anywhere that has a view that is looking for a new line of revenue, we can offer that to them.
Well, look, Adam, this is fascinating. And again, big shout out to the Hartford Courant. Read their newspaper so they don't go out of business, okay? You know, newspaper needs help these days. But they had a great article about Tower Optical. And I appreciate that because that's how I found out about this. You know, on Spotlight Connecticut, so many of these shows were things that I had spearheaded, topics that I came up with or guests that I found. But in this case, we're borrowing an idea, and I'm glad that I saw it because this is too fascinating to pass up. And Adam, I wish you and your partners the best of luck, okay?
Thank you, Morgan, and thank you for giving me the opportunity to do this. I also, just briefly before we get off, I would like to thank my lovely wife, Sarah, for allowing me to pursue this venture. And we are very excited about it.
Well, yes, shout out Sarah and shout out your business partners and everybody who kept this alive because, as you mentioned, could have just been liquidated, all of it.
Yes.
And you're preventing that from happening. And I can still use my quarters. That's all that I care about.
Yeah. Yeah.
Look, tell people where they can find you guys online real quick.
Yes, find us at toweropticalco.com. That's the best place to find us online, and feel free to give us a call or write us an email. All of our information is on the website. Reach out anytime.
All right, Adam. Thank you very much. I'm Morgan Cunningham at Spotlight Connecticut. We'll be back next Saturday afternoon at 2, and John Murphy will be our guest. He has come up with a new concept to get news around Eastern Connecticut, where there is quite a news desert.
Spotlight Connecticut with Morgan Cunningham on WTIC News Talk 1080.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.